Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
My apologies on whiffing on the forecast yesterday.
I don't think it's your fault. Like, did anybody see this?
It said scattered flurries, and when I see the word flurry, I never even look to see any total accumulation. Because I just assume it's just going to be a light dusting.
Right. Which is what I kind of expected as I was opening up, you know, the back door for the dog this morning.
Same here. And
then he takes a step and I'm like, oh.
I look down where the steps were clear yesterday and there was enough of a coating.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went, well, I didn't get up early enough to do anything on the driveway.
I did not.
So I violated my own rule there.
Whoops.
And Now, it was nice yesterday because there was more sun. So what I did have from the weekend melted.
I didn't have to at all.
So here I am today, mostly sunny, 27, wondering. But that was measurable snow yesterday.
It was.
Or last night.
More than we thought it was going to be.
And again, these are these mornings where you're not prepared for it. You don't, like, you're running a little late.
Because you didn't plan for it.
And I don't want to sound like your parent. Take your time.
Please.
Little extra distance in between.
There were a lot of stoplights, you know, places I had to make a turn or something where I was just sliding around quite a bit.
I was behind a car going up a hill, and we live in an interesting, it's kind of like the Mount Mercy campus, right? It's like, it's just Cedar Rapids flat, and then, oh my God, there's a mountain.
Yep.
Like, it's just weirdly hilly.
There's a mountain.
And I don't know if it's the 5 a.m. Amazon guy, because we have one lately who's been delivering things very early. But he was midway up the hill and started slowing down. And I think he was in a car that could have handled the snow.
Yeah.
All of a sudden throws its blinkers on and starts to back up. So I don't know if he was losing control or just couldn't get the grip to go and had to go back down to the bottom of the hill.
I'm not going to make it to the summit of the mountain.
It's not treacherous by any means, but if you get caught off guard, maybe going a little too slow, for example, you don't have enough momentum.
Yeah.
Or going around a corner, right? Or the one that always gets me is braking.
Mm-hmm.
You don't allow enough time and you think it's fine. And then you hit the brakes and all of a sudden you're like, I don't know what's going to happen here.
I know. We had the good fortune of there's not as many people around. So if that happens, like,
yes, it's better for us.
Yeah.
Although I will tell you, 380 felt weirdly busy this morning. There's just those weird little patterns you notice driving in.
But the more people that get to traveling and
So as the day builds this morning, just a heads up, more snow than we were expecting. Not causing travel delays or impacts. It just might catch you off guard.
Right.
And then that could cause a travel delay or impact.
Please be safe today.
That's all we're asking.
Please.
Just a simple ask.
Yes.
From your favorite morning show.
And I think this is so funny because my husband and I were just having this conversation of like the little luxuries in life, right? You try something, you get an upgrade in a product and it's like, I can never go back.
Well, I introduced you to malt vinegar.
Yes.
Which not everybody has.
Which is a delight.
But I'm guessing like a nice mustard, right?
Yes.
Or really nice towels or sheets.
There are little changes that you can make like that, that all of a sudden, like, I'm never going back.
It's a treat yourself moment.
I can't have French's anymore because I need my
fancy. My Poupon.
Yes. I can only have my Poupon. Like hiring movers.
Oh, my goodness. When we moved a lot. And when Shannon got her first out-of-state job and they said they would pay for moving.
Oh, my Lord.
From that moment on, I'm like, we're never doing this again.
I know.
I'm never boxing anything. Now, packing, but even though just loading all that, renting the van.
Right.
No.
And previously,
hiring
I had
movers.
Believed, like, we've got family and friends. And my dad has a truck. My father-in-law has a truck. We have plenty of ways to do this.
Yes.
But ever since we hired movers, it is the best thing ever. We started talking, having the conversation because we were talking about our bed. Yes, it makes me feel like an extremely old person to have the Craftmatic adjustable.
You have a bed that adjusts.
But it's so great, Eric. Having a weekend away and just having a flat bed that doesn't adjust for me, I was lost.
Did you just stare at the ceiling like, how come I can't move right now?
I wish my head was up just a little bit more.
Use the pillow. No!
No, this is not right because then it puts like a kink in my neck and I...
I'll add two words that'll change your life.
Okay.
Cleaning lady.
Oh, yes. My sister, she's like, I will never go back. Life will never be the same.
Yeah.
Now that we have a cleaning lady,
budget for that. that'll change worlds.
I've considered it, but I'm like, oh man, you'll never go back. Life will never be the same.
That's a fun list as you get older and it grows. And you can start to afford a little bit more too.
Exactly.
You're like, how did I live the other way?
Yes.
Before this way.
For years, I had the same set of pots and pans. And then it's like you get an actual good
cooking ware. Yes. Amen.
Those little luxuries, you do you.
Grapefruit spoons.
I will have to take your word for it. Claire, I'm not old enough to have a grapefruit
spoon. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Slow down there.
Hey,
I thought we were talking luxury, not what did you age into?
That's a different list.
That fits both categories.
Different categories.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
When Shannon goes out of town, Eric goes to the couch.
Yeah.
Well, I do two things. I get really involved in home projects. Like, I am plowing through laundry right now.
Are you repairing things?
No, but I'm getting ready to, like, attack our tax workbook, right? So I got piles of receipts to go through.
You know how to party.
But I also utilize this opportunity to watch stuff that I know she would have no interest in.
Yeah.
I watched The Smashing Machine with The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
He plays that professional. I watched the Chevy Chase documentary yesterday. But as I'm going through all of my streaming channels, I had this hypothetical. If I quit my job today.
Please don't.
Not planning on it, but
thank you.
That's a hypothetical.
Okay.
And I don't know how I'm going to get paid for it, but if my new job was just watching television and I just wanted to catch up on all of the great series, like just start wrapping your head around how many years back I would have to go.
Yeah.
I would argue, well, now I think I'm going to, that probably I would start with The Sopranos. Does that make sense?
Start with The Sopranos?
Well, like I'm thinking, when did binge-worthy television become a thing? Mm. So in my brain, HBO used to be the king of this. The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Sex and the City.
Yes.
6 Feet Under.
Yes. Six Feet Under.
Did you ever, it was about a family.
I never watched that one.
Because that was the same guy that then did True Blood.
Oh, wow.
So, and these were our television. Everybody had that Sunday night show, right?
Yes, yes.
And then you start to add Netflix on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
What was the Kevin Spacey, I'm the President TV show?
Oh, yes.
Never got into it.
Really?
Right.
It was fantastic.
But I'm guessing in my brain, I want to do it like chronologically.
Right.
I would probably go back. So my questions are, how much time would that take a person? Like, could I get caught up in a year on the best? Like, I would just look at I got to categorize it, right? There's too many shows.
Yes.
So I would just go to, like, the Emmy winners.
Okay.
Just start there, right?
Okay.
But even there, like, more recently, I got to watch The Pitt.
But then are you going to do Emmys, like, for acting? Or is it just the best TV series?
I think
series?
So. I don't go crazy, just the best TV series.
Okay.
The Pitt. Shogun, I never got into.
Yeah.
I never got into Yellowstone.
Still haven't watched a lick.
There's just sexy hockey right now. Like,
yes.
There's so much out there. And then it just gets your, like, could you actually take time away from your job and get caught up on all of it? And also, could you get paid for it, which would be awesome.
That would be great. Except it's like, it's all, I need to play catch up. Like, I never watched 6 Feet Under. I never watched this, you know, the entire series. So
right.
I never watched The Sopranos.
I spent so much time wasting time watching Marvel shows the last 3 years. Like, if I could erase those and replace them with something else.
Yeah.
Severance.
Yeah. What should I go back
Apple
to?
Apple TV.
Oh, you got to watch Severance.
I know.
Yeah.
So many.
Okay.
So just that, when you're sitting on the couch trying to pick something to watch and you see how much there is.
But then do you ever play that game when it's like, well, I don't want to get into this now. Like, now's not the time.
I play that game every day.
Ah!
I think to the frustration of Shannon, because she will suggest, or she's like, let's go back and watch The West Wing. We love The West Wing. I've already watched it.
Yeah.
I don't want to put any more brain power to that.
No, but that's like a comfort
thing.
We
have to be very strategic in what we pick, because once I commit to it, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to see it all the way through.
I feel that.
Right.
I feel that.
So when I quit my job today, then I'm just going to go home and watch all these shows. Hypothetically.
Today.
I told you, hypothetically.
Hypothetically. Okay, good.
Just I think the sheer volume is just what blew me over.
Yeah.
Just as I'm like, I don't know, what am I going to watch now? There's too much stuff.
There's so much. I know, but at the same time, there's nothing. I can't find anything.
Oh, yes.
That game.
That's why they keep inventing. There's a new Kaley Cuoco TV show. Kaley Cuoco.
Kaley Cuoco?
What?
Kaley Cuoco. He's now, just making noises.
To be fair, I did not say that. Kaley Cuoco? What's her name?
Kaley Cuoco?
Yes. And that was being advertised on my smart TV, but I have to get like Fubi or Tubi.
Do they know who they're talking to? To get Kaley Cuoco on Fubu? Are you serious?
I almost subscribed to Fubu to get Kaley Cuoco.
Kaley Cuoco on Fubu?
Yes, it's true. It's true. Kaley Cuoco on Fubu. It's true.
Kaley Cuoco.
It's so true.
And then, oh, okay. And then the next thing you're going to need, because I'm very concerned that you haven't eaten today.
I've had 2 bites of my protein bar.
Where is your wife?
She's in Florida.
You don't eat on the
She's
morning.
She's going to the beach and it's freezing with her niece and nephew.
Come on, man. I don't want to like rub your nose into this, but I need to talk food just a little bit.
That's fine.
Because yesterday, we always get like an email update from the teacher each week. Like, here's what we're working on. Hey, parents, we're going to do a craft project for science class and we need some cardboard. So if you have any extra cardboard, send that with you. Egg cartons or whatever. Stuff like that. There's next week a holiday. Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's right.
Right? Got to get ready for that. And there's a party that's going to happen. And the kids don't have school on that Friday. So it's kind of weird that Valentine's Day, which is on a Saturday.
They're doing it Thursday?
Is going to be a Thursday party.
Okay.
So it's coming up a little bit faster than I think people realize. And nobody's signing up for anything for the party. Like no parents have signed up.
It doesn't feel like it's at the right time.
Yes. The only thing that signed up for is like the sweet treats. And then nobody else has signed up to do anything. And I was like, I am here for you, teacher. How can I assist? And she's like, well, after I sent out my SOS, we had some people say that they would bring plates and somebody said they bring napkins and somebody's going to bring drinks. The only thing left is the healthy treat. So I got to think of a treat for Valentine's Day, the day of candy and chocolates and sweets.
That's healthy?
Something that's good for you. Get anything?
No.
Any good for you heart-shaped foods?
Does it have to be heart-shaped?
Well, it would be nice if it was, wouldn't it?
Remind me, it's a school system. It has to be individually wrapped.
Yes.
Oh, crap.
And I'm
like, put hummus in a heart-shaped container. That's healthy.
That's a good idea.
Thank you.
Because Cora was like, can we just have cucumbers? Like, what do you mean?
I like that.
Like cucumber slices?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Does it?
But you have to individually wrap each one of those?
I don't know. Or like just a big, here's 1 gallon Ziploc bag of cucumber slices.
But, God, it's cheese.
Well, you really know what the kids like.
They don't like healthy snacks. That's the answer.
Exactly.
They don't want
exactly.
This.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Last week, the Waterloo Police Department took a report of a male and female approaching a company claiming to be Amazon employees. And the way it sounds, then they would set up a profile for you as a way to also vend online. They were pressed on showing credentials by this company, and they just walked out. So now the Waterloo Police Department's a little worried that there may be some companies that already said yes to this.
Uh-oh.
So any business in the Cedar Valley that may have been approached by people claiming to be with Amazon need to reach out to the Waterloo Police Department to let them know, just so they can further their investigation. And I bring it up, too. I know Waterloo, not directly in our neck of the woods, but you start to wonder if somebody's blanketing a town like Waterloo.
Right.
They could be in Iowa City, Cedar Rapids at the same
time.
So just something to keep in mind. Big concert announcement coming to Jack Trice and Ames. We're getting a dose of Post Malone and Jelly Roll. The Big Ass Stadium Tour Part 2.
They're coming to Jack Trice?
Jack Trice. Friday, July 17th.
Wow.
Show was just announced yesterday. There is a pre-sale this Friday at 10. General on sale, 10 a.m. Tuesday, February the 10th.
This is going to be huge.
Now, Kinnick has tried before.
Yeah.
They had the one. Remember, it was like the high porch, back porch, porch.
Yes.
It was huge.
Yep.
They tried to get Kelly Clarkson. Remember that kind of fell through?
Mm-hmm.
They got Banana Ball coming. That's big. But I'm just asking, my friends in Iowa City, keep an eye on. Now,
yeah,
you do have an interesting challenge with Kinnick Stadium. It's underground. It's below grade.
Mm-hmm.
Getting sound equipment onto that, it's been done, but it's a pain in the butt. Jack Trias, you guys are level.
It's level?
Yeah, okay. That's the big difference. Jack Trias hosted George Strait and Chris Stapleton in 2024. Luke Combs is also coming in April. So I would like to see a few more of these
more
in the future.
That.
Whether it's Jack Trias or ideally Kinnick Stadium would be great. But yeah, we've got Jelly Roll, Post Malone, Friday, July 17th, coming to Ames. What's got us feeling all right this morning? The Cedar Rapids Museum of Art store will be hosting a trunk show of wearable art coming up on Saturday, February the 7th.
What kind of wearable art?
We're looking at things like jewelry, scarves, clothing, and purses. Nine artists are taking part. By the way, if you stop by while that's going on in the store, free admission to all 16 galleries that day.
Oh, my gosh.
On this Saturday. Also, if you're like, I want to take the kids to the art museum, but it's they have scavenger hunts, too.
Oh, it's fun.
Check into the visitor center. They both adult and kid scavenger hunts, and then you could just be on your own to explore. There's always more, I think, to find there than a person realizes. That's a big building.
Yes, it is.
So you've got admission to the 16 galleries for free on Saturday at the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art, but then at the art store will be this trunk show, which will be featuring wearable art for purchase. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
I think you and I read the same headline and we had the same assumption about the disappearance of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother, who suddenly disappeared. Could it be a case of dementia? What's going on? Savannah Guthrie's mother is missing. 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie disappeared from her home in Tucson, Arizona over the weekend. But authorities are now saying that they believe that she was taken while she slept and that she did not go willingly.
Who kidnaps an 80-something-year-old woman?
Right? She's also, by the way, of great sound mind, sharp as a tack, isn't a dementia thing at all. She's not in good physical health, though. She has a couple of medications that she needs to take, and without those medications, this could be a dangerous situation. So they really need to find her and get her her medicine that she needs. Which is kind of a scary thing because that can cause some serious health risks. Savannah Guthrie posted on Instagram yesterday thanking people for their support and asking for people to help in this endeavor. She said, "We believe in humanity. Thank you for all of your prayers and for looking for my beloved mom, our dearest Nancy. She's a woman of deep conviction, good faith. Raise up your prayers and hopefully she can be found."
This is one of those where you're hoping like doorbell cams.
Yes.
And streetlight cameras. So you can at least track a time and maybe a vehicle.
Exactly.
Wow.
Just a little bit of information.
Yeah.
Without that information, she needs to kind of take a step back. She's going to be taking time away from the Today Show and she's no longer covering the Winter Games. Got to focus on this.
No kidding.
So scary. There was an official announcement made yesterday about the Kelly Clarkson show. Is she going to continue? Is she going to quit? Kelly's show will end after the current season.
Okay.
So production on season 7 will continue for the rest of this. All the episodes are going to air in the fall. And she has made the decision to step away. She said that following the death of Brandon Blackstock, she needs to prioritize her kids. It just feels like the necessary chapter in their lives. She's like, "I've been extremely fortunate to work with a lot of great people," which I think was kind of maybe the hesitation for her,
mm-hmm.
is that she didn't want to leave so many great people in the lurch. But she just needs to focus on family right now. In the same breath, they also announced that Sherry Shepherd's daytime talk show was going to be canceled as well. And it wasn't Sherry's fault. They said she is tremendously talented. The staff and everybody did everything they could, but they're due to evolving daytime television landscape.
Which is legit. Like, you look at, we had that nice little run where all these food shows were on.
Yeah.
And then those were taken off.
Yeah.
Soaps were big, soaps were not big. Individual one-star hosting shows seems to be maybe tapering down for a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe we just have a different appetite for whatever right now. So that's all changing. And we've got the Winter Games coming up. But just a little bit of drama over one of my favorite events, figure skating. There is a Spanish figure skater, Tomás Laurent Gorano Sabate. He has a very unique performance, days away from competing in the Winter Games in Italy. And he has a short program. It is themed to the Minions. And he's about to be majorly disappointed because he's told that he cannot perform due to a music licensing issue.
Really?
Yeah. He performs to a song called Papaya, which is music alongside the Minions from the movie saying things like pears, bananas, papayas.
I think I'm familiar with that.
Yeah. Okay. So he cannot dance to the song due to copyright issues. And he's a little bit perplexed. He shared this information on social media. One of the first events is figure skating. So all the figure skaters need to be ready. He's got a great costume. He's dressed as one of the Minions. Like yellow leotard with the overalls, but he said he thought he followed all the required procedures and submitted his music the proper way with the program at the beginning of the entire competition season. However, it didn't pass Olympic copyright clearance.
I'm confused. NBC is also part of the Universal company.
Yeah.
That movie is Universal.
Thank you.
Why can't they just grant it?
That was my question. I'm like, isn't NBC home to that? So what's the problem? Or are they just so pro Team USA they're trying to kick out this competition from Spain?
That's wrong. That's not the good way to do it.
That's not a good way to do it at all.
That's supposed to be about friendly competition.
I know.
And you, the whole thing with this is you want people watching and talking about your sport.
And this guy was going to be dressed as a minion dancing on ice.
Totally.
I think we need to bring this back. Save this.
Hopefully
please.
There's a chance.
Yes. NBC.
They get that figured out.
Pull the card. Let him dance. Skate.
Dance skate.
Dance skate. That's what we like to call it.
Z's sleaze.
We're looking at the calendar. February 3rd. So we're, 11 days from Valentine's
Day?
Yeah. Right before that, though, is Morning Scramble, third annual Broken Hearts Breakfast, thanks to our friends at Hurting and Stocker Jewelers.
You know, Valentine's Day is one of those, like, take it or leave it. Some people get really excited and like, I've got somebody. I'm going to go to dinner and get flowers and chocolates and all the things. And there's other people, maybe underrepresented, that are not looking forward to Valentine's Day.
Some people call it, you know, Singles Appreciation Day.
Yep.
And it doesn't have to be like, oh, lovey-dovey stuff. Also, just all of that talk about love and commitment maybe brings up bad feelings about other things, right? That's mm-hmm. not relationship based. It could be a friendship that fell apart.
Sure.
It could be you and an employer, right? It could be the loss of a loved one.
Yeah. As great as Valentine's Day is, like bad things always happen to me in February. Whatever your reason is for not looking forward to Valentine's Day, we want to hear about it and possibly could earn you a seat at our Broken Hearts breakfast table.
Yeah, this breakfast is specifically for you. It is coming up on Friday, the 13th of February. We are going to be palling around with our friend Jen and her new bookstore, Happily Ever After, HEA Book Boutique. She's covering the breakfast, the location. Hurting and Stocker Jewelers, our big partner for this entire event. You're going to hang out with us while we do our show live. We'll give you breakfast and then prizes galore. You're going to have a lot of time to kind of meet new people. And then I think perhaps the most important component is the cathartic release you get with what we call smash therapy.
Yeah, we've got some nice little porcelain heart-shaped vessels, and then we let you write whatever you want on them. Maybe it's somebody's name, or maybe it's just a feeling that you want to release, you want to let go of. Then we're going to hand you a hammer, and you get to smash that thing to smithereens.
That's kind of the culmination of all of the excitement and energy and emotion that goes into the breakfast. Now, if you want to go, this is the last week to submit yourself. And it's self-nomination, but we can only take 5. So we're collecting all of the stories right now, but you have until this Friday at 10 a.m.
Yes. So we need those stories. Why are you not looking forward to Valentine's Day? You just have to give us an email. It's scramble@kzia.com.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
The Morning Scramble live from where we typically would have our marching band.
Yeah, instead of band, though.
Scramble Studios. So this is a multifunctional facility. And today, Claire, we have turned this into our game show set. We need to meet the Haas family who will be on tonight's episode. We've got a couple of familiar faces and voices with the radio station. Katie, we've had on before. Also, we've got Spencer back running the system. Ryan, Spencer, one of your favorite fans, says hi. So we've got some common voices and names familiar to Z102.9 and 1600 ESPN. But today is the day that we are going to be, or they are going to be, on Family Feud.
Yeah, super, super excited to have a Cedar Rapids family on the show. You guys, thanks all for coming in studio this morning. Who got us into this mess? This is all Sarah's fault?
Everybody pointed to Sarah.
Sarah, so are you just a big Feud fan? How did all of this happen?
Huge Feud fan. I got on and applied online. I Googled, how do you get on Family Feud?
Wait, pause. Sarah, Family Food is the next game show Claire, you and I are going to do. Family Food, okay.
You're welcome. And literally applied, did all the work. Didn't tell these guys, though. Until I finally got an email, and it didn't take long. It was a Zoom audition. So I called them all and said, hey, guys, we're going to do an audition for Family Feud. And they didn't believe me. My mom thought it was a scam email. And from there, after the Zoom, I think it was like a year and a half, 2 years, they sent us a date. And
2 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we went on last March and filmed, and it will air tonight.
That's a labor of love. Like, you know, you had to wait a really, really long time. How did you decide which family members are going to be in?
First four to reply to the email.
I mean, me and my siblings, we all feed off each other extremely well. So I knew for a fact. And then I had sent in mom and dad, and they were driving down to Florida to see Emily. And I called and I'm like, okay, one of you two has to do it. And my mom said, oh, that would be your dad. So
mom's like, I am out. No, yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, I think we got on fairly quick. There was families that it was like 10 years waiting time.
You're joking.
Uh-uh. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
do we know about the other family? Were they nice? Where are they from?
Oh, they were extremely nice. They were from Atlanta. And I mean, we got to meet a lot of the families that day in the holding room. And
because they're filming more than one episode at a time,
correct.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. And everyone was super nice, super cool. I mean, you make friends with them. We still talk to one of the families all the time, thanks to social media. And
I cannot believe that it was 2 years ago. And you've had to sit on the outcome, too, right? Because you guys signed things.
We filmed a year ago.
Okay.
A year ago,
applied to, filmed a year. Yeah. Yeah.
The question, so how'd you do? And we're like, we can't tell
We'll find
you.
Out tonight. Yeah.
Could you tell us, is there like a special theme for the, I just think it's interesting that in a lot of the pictures, you guys are all wearing like pink and red, and it happens like we're coming up on Valentine's Day. Is there a theme?
Definitely not that, but.
Man, I thought I got a scoop here. I'm like, oh, you know what I see, guys, as a reporter, as a journalist.
So I am a breast cancer survivor. Katie is a heart attack survivor. So we themed
There's the
pink
theme.
And red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emily, Sister Emily, right? What was maybe something that surprised you about the taping or the experience in and of itself?
Oh, my gosh. Well, when we walked in, that alone, you walk in kind of in the studio, and it's you look to your right, and you see the snippet of the sign.
Yeah.
And through, like, a bunch of partitions and things like that. And I remember walking in, I just got goosebumps.
Oh, cool.
So cool. And then you go in the back holding area, and I guess I didn't think there would be as many people back there. And this family started coming in, and we were all hanging out. And then you kind of break the ice and start getting to know everyone. And it was so incredible. Their staff was amazing. The crew was amazing. It was just a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I know you guys aren't allowed to tell us a lot of things, but Ryan, Steve Harvey, cool guy for real life, or like you can't tell me?
Super cool guy. The mustache is as beautiful in person as it is on TV. So
that's a Hollywood stash.
That's a Hollywood stash. Yes.
And he smells terrific.
Okay, that's a scoop. Thank you. That Z Sleaze.
I'm trying to emulate as much Steve Harvey as I can. I got to go find some Axe body spray.
Are you intimidated at this point?
I am now.
Okay.
I've got a glorious beard. I don't have a stash, but I
you
think.
You got to up your game a little
bit. I need like six more squirts, I think.
Six more squirts.
Yeah, six more squirts.
Well, this is exciting. You guys, how did you kind of decide how you were going to play? Because we're going to play
Family strategy question.
Yeah. Is there a strategy at all, Katie?
Well, the order we went in really is appropriate to our age, except Sarah's captain, and then Emily's oldest, then Rye, me, and then, you know, save the best for last here.
Anchor.
Anchor
Dad,
Don.
Anchor.
It was listen to Dad. You do what I tell you. But
you guys are also perfectly aligned if we were playing tug of war, if you actually consider that.
If you guys want to play that after.
Family food and then family tug of war.
The big thing was, you know, it was like a surprise. You didn't know it was going to be a comedy show also. you know, during the break, Steve Harvey was up front.
Engaging the audience. Oh, that's great.
It was great, yeah.
That's kind of cool. You don't know what it's like behind the scenes of taping a television show. Like, that's cool.
Katie, how long did the taping of just your episode take? Because, you know, that's... We get roughly 30 minutes of it on TV, but I'm sure it takes longer, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was probably close to an hour and a half to 2 hours that we were actually up on stage filming and doing it all. Yep. Yeah. It was
a long time. And this will be a 30-minute episode?
Yes. Yep, it'll be a 30-minute episode.
Well, good. Hopefully you guys have 90 minutes because we're about ready to play.
We do have a little bit of a longer
film. Yes. All right, we're going to get our studio set up, unless you have any more questions for the Haas family.
I think we should get to playing.
Okay, we're going to get you guys situated behind the big sign that we printed that says your name on it. They all looked, and I, of course, is making that up.
It's fake, you guys. It's fake.
It's called Theater of the Mind. We come back. Claire's All-Stars, we will meet your team, and then we will play just one winner-take-all round. Scramble Family Feud is next on Z102.9.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
And now with a special radio edition of Family Feud, here is your host, Danson Eric Hansen.
Thank you, everybody. All right, it's time to play the feud. Let's meet the Haas family, Sarah, Emily, Ryan, Katie, and Don. And then on the other side, we have Claire's All-Stars. Claire, who'd you bring with you today?
Well, I brought my producer, Ben.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's always reliable and always delivers. I brought engineer, Kevin.
Engineer Kevin!
Yeah, because he makes all of the buttons and everything happen.
Yes.
I decided to bring my boss, Chad.
Good idea.
Yeah, I know. I thought it would be a good idea.
He's in the fourth position. We'll see if that if we even need him. I don't know.
And weekend extraordinaire, Kate,
all right.
I'm like a weird cousin equivalent to this family.
Thanks for being here, cuz.
You show up to all of the reunions, but we still don't know why.
She just keeps showing up.
Okay, this is Radio Family Feud. We do not have any of the technology, so we are doing it analog style. We're going to do one category and one category only. Ooh. Are you guys ready for today's category?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
We asked 100 people, name something you find on a breakfast buffet. The top 7 answers are on the board. Claire and Sarah, when you are ready.
Oh, man.
Oh, all right. She's already buzzed in.
Eggs. Scrambled eggs.
Eggs.
That was really
eggs
good.
Was the number one answer.
They're good at answering and
they're very good.
Fast.
They're so fast,
you guys.
That's because they practiced. Okay. We will move down the line up to Emily. Emily, you don't need to buzz in now. Name something you find in a breakfast buffet.
Bacon.
Bacon. Let's see if bacon is on the board. That's the number 2 answer.
Oh, you guys, they're crushing us.
Okay, Ryan, we still have 4 answers on the board. Name something you find in a breakfast buffet.
Sausage.
Oh, my God, it's number 3.
Yes, I was ready with the X. On.
Katie, before I ask this question to you, I'm going to ask this question. Was this your category? Because you guys are nailing it.
I can neither confirm or deny.
That's right. She can't tell. All right. We already have 3 off the board, and we did the top set. What did I do? The top 7? Name something else, Kate, you will find on a breakfast buffet.
Pancakes.
Pancakes is...
What?
X! Not in the top 7.
Okay. All right.
1 strike down, 2 to go. Don, let's see if we can kind of get back up to Sarah. Name something on a breakfast buffet.
Well, I love breakfast, so it's hash browns.
He thinks potatoes are hash browns. That is correct. Okay.
Oh, no.
Eggs, bacon, sausage, potatoes. There are still, though, 3 on the board, and they've got 1 X against them. Sarah, we're back to you.
Right.
Name something you find on a breakfast buffet.
Fruit.
She's going with fruit. That's the final answer. Yes. Eggs, bacon, sausage, potatoes, fruit. We've got 2 still on the board. Emily.
Toast.
Let's go to the board. No. Okay, Ryan, you've got 1 strike to go and 2 answers on the board. Name something you find in a breakfast buffet.
Orange juice.
Orange juice is on the board. Okay. There is 1 answer remaining, Katie, that has not been turned, and you guys have 1 X. And Claire's team can steal the entire category if you get this wrong and they get it right. Name something you find on a breakfast buffet.
Coffee.
There were 7 answers on the board. We got these 5 people up extra early to play.
Sorry, guys.
Claire, your team doesn't get to play. The Haas family takes it all. No! Our first ever winner in Morning Scramble. Family Feud. Congratulations. Let's give it up one more time for the Haas family.
They are very good at this game.
As we wrap up Morning Scramble Family Feud from Morning Scramble Studios, I'm Dancing Eric Hansen,
and I'm
signing
Claire.
Off.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.